Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the second episode of the April series on the Caffeine Espresso podcast. This episode delves into strategies for agencies of any size, from large teams to solopreneurs and cooperatives, to stand out in a crowded market by clarifying how you help solve your clients' top challenges, as well as helping them to reach their most desired outcomes. Our focus is on bridging the gap with potential clients, continuously moving beyond reliance on referrals to establishing expert positioning with clear offers and services. This series addresses a common challenge: the need for agencies to connect with potential clients regularly to reduce dependency on referrals and avoid becoming a catch-all solution to retain clients. We are exploring how understanding whom you serve, identifying your ideal clients, and defining your unique differentiators can streamline not only client acquisition, but also operational priorities in your own business. So contrary to the belief that extensive marketing budgets or perfect timing are prerequisites for branding efforts, the starting point should be on making impactful first impressions on those unfamiliar with your agency. What I'm talking about doesn't require major changes or complete overhauls to your existing assets. Instead, you get to focus on how to form meaningful connections through really strong first impressions. This takes the sleaze out of sales and makes you someone people view as a true expert. So let's talk about how to present yourself as more of an expert who can solve the problems that your clients care about the most. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Ellis-Maldery, a new business and marketing consultant with over 18 years of experience with leading London agencies. Before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a system for generating consistent leads? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you should. I want to talk to you about how you're managing it. I found that setting your agency up with tools for automation can accelerate leads to your business and save you time. And that's how I help my clients. You can find out how we can help your agency drive business and save time by going to caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. I'll have more info in the show notes. Okay, now for today's episode. I'm reflecting on the previous episode, I discussed the importance of defining your agency's brand identity and aligning it with your ideal client's needs. You don't want to be everything to everyone. What happens to most creatives when they try to shape themselves to fit everyone is a long bout of inevitable burnout and resentment. So I don't recommend tailoring your agency's identity solely based on client expectations. Flexibility and creative freedom comes when you know who you are as an agency and find the clients who would be most excited to know that you exist. The discussion then moves from who to the what. What is your agency's true unique differentiator? One of the best ways to answer that more specifically is to clearly identify the common challenges your ideal clients face and how you can offer tailored solutions. When you can communicate your agency's value proposition in a way that helps clients feel really seen, understood, and relieved, that builds trust and it puts you top of mind as an authority in that particular area. It's another reason why you shouldn't try to please everyone. People are much more likely to remember and invest in specialists than they are in generalists. You can still have a general set of services, but when you position yourself more specifically to certain potential clients, you make a much more lasting impression. So here are some questions for you to explore. Number one, what really specific problems do your most ideal clients have that you know you can solve? something to think about here. This is where you can show your agency's unique approach to problem solving and how it distinguishes you from the other options. And then another thing to think about here is that in my 12-week consulting program, Leaflow Sprint, we show you how to create a really helpful resource that puts you on the radar of new business. That resource offers them a quick win or an aha moment around one of the problems that you identify. From there, you implement a follow-up sequence, and that continues to offer value and show your ideal clients ways that you can solve their problems. Number two, what really dream outcomes do your clients most want that you know working with you will help them to achieve? So a couple of things to think about here. Beyond the outcome, it's also important to tie how you will help them get there with as little pain as possible. That might be how you save them time, make them more money, boost their reputation, tap into new markets, win over investors, and so on. Something else to think about. Use case studies wisely. Rather than sending them to a portfolio of work where they have to use their own imaginations and assumptions about the work, instead, tell the story of those specific cases. What were some of the clear results? Do you have client quotes to share? Can you show a before and after? Can you explain what the client tried before they hired your agency and how your agency helped to transform their experience? What went beyond the expectations? I honestly, at this point, feel like the best, or rather the most effective, the most impactful, maybe not the best, the most impactful case studies I've seen or worked on recently have been ones where we spell out the client's commercial challenges at the time of brief. Then we show the work in response to the brief, and then we show the results, so proving ROI, and then we show a client testimonial to add in that peer approval aspect that's so important to people looking to hire you. And then third point here, how can you connect through story? This, I think, is transformational for a lot of agencies, and I'm not expecting it to completely resonate within this very short podcast here. It takes a long time to get your head around, has been my experience, because it's quite different to how we normally operate as agencies in our marketing. One thing that has been true since the beginning of time is that humans connect through stories. That's why there are thousands of different myths and legends that live on to this day. You know that how important storytelling is for your own clients. What stories do you have that would help your most ideal clients feel more connected to your agency and more excited to work with you? And how do those stories link to their desired outcomes? So the conclusion here is about making a lasting impression. The goal is to leave clients feeling recognized and understood by directly addressing their unique needs and challenges. By focusing on creating meaningful connections rather than showcasing a portfolio alone, you as an agency can foster trust and position yourself in as the go-to solution for future projects. And this isn't just, again, like, I feel like I'm repeating myself. I am a very practical person. This is not just about theory. We have a specific process by which we help you to identify what those uniques and challenges are of your prospects and clients, and then a solution to help you create a connection via words, via imagery, by every different item that we create, help you to create to market your agency and draw new business in. So it's not just this idea of, yes, go forth and be meaningful. It's very specific actions is what we focus on here at Caffeine to allow you to do that. And really interestingly, in the last group of people who went through Leaflow Sprint, which is our 12-week solution for basically a quick start to get your new business and marketing strategy started, automated, and working in the background so you don't have to. One of our clients actually, during the process of identifying what those challenges and needs were of his past clients and future prospects, actually won a piece of work. He won a piece of work so large that he had to stop spending as much time on the actual sprint that he committed to do, so that he could take that piece of business over the line and then start working on it. So it's not just about getting this out into the world. It's also about before that. Once you start listening to people, being an active listener, understanding what their challenges are, and then speaking to those challenges, it takes you to a different level. It's so unique. Yeah. Barely any agencies I've come across do this. This is an opportunity to be really unique. And when I speak to people in a very first chemist call, my own clients in a very first chemist call, a lot of agencies are expressing frustration about just how infiltrated and flooded the market feels, how they feel like they don't, it just feels like it's impossible to get stand out because it's so busy and so noisy. This is an opportunity to do this. These things don't hang around very long. I know in less than 2-3 years, more agencies will be doing this and it will have less resonance for the ones who are, because it'll just be busier. So if you are serious about helping your business to stand out, if you're serious about doing something different, then I really recommend that you jump on this now. And we offer you an opportunity to do that here at Caffeine. If that sounds like it's of interest to you, if you really want to identify what those client challenges are and speak to them to allow you to stand out from a crowded marketplace, let's face it, then you found the right place. And I'd really love to speak to you. Hey, a quick question before you go. Do you want to move new business from the bottom of the to-do list to the done list? I know most agency founders wear multiple hats and juggle a billion different tasks. You know you want to confidently market your services and get new business, but you don't want it at the cost of burning your yearly budget or feeling sleazy while selling those services. So how can you ensure you not only find your perfect prospects, but also close them confidently without spending every second on marketing or pouring money down the drain? Most importantly, can you get it done without morphing into a pushy salesperson? That's what we help with at Caffeine. You can book a strategy call with me at caffeine.club. That's KAFFEEN.CLUB. And hit the book a call link, or just head to the show notes and you'll see a link there. And if you like this episode, please share, review, or like it, or all three. It helps me to produce more free content for this podcast, and I really appreciate it. Until the next episode, wishing you a busy new business pipeline. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.